But right now, we are talking Saints football. We're joined right now by a safety for the New Orleans Saints. He had an enormous season. 54 tackles, 13 passes defensed, 4 INTs. He had a touchdown. He had a forced fumble this past season. He led the team in interceptions. He was one of Pro Football Focus's top 40 players this season. He was an All-Pac-12 player at Utah. He was the 42nd pick overall in 2017. The Saints were the NFC South champs. They were 13-3. Marcus Williams is my guest. Marcus, good to have you back. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm great. How about yourself?
Good, good. Listen, before we talk football, I know you're in New York for Fashion Week. All right, so take me back. How did that first come to be, and how hyped are you for Fashion Week?
Oh, I'm super hyped. I got Rachel Perkins, got me on Fashion Week out here, so it's a great opportunity to be out here with my brother as well, just to get some exposure and be able to be out here with all these great designers and models as well.
I like it. So what's your role in Fashion Week? Are you there to watch, or are you there to walk?
I'm walking today, actually.
How you feel about that? You nervous?
I mean, I feel good about it. I feel like I can walk like a bottle. I mean, I don't know how big of a stage it's going to be, but I mean, I think I could do it.
Marcus Williams, my guest. All right, so how would you describe your personal style?
Man, I mean, I don't have that much style right now. I'm trying to get it better, little by little. A little stingy with my money, so I haven't bought as much clothes. So, you know, just being out here, being able to see what other styles and fashion there is, just gives me an idea of what I want to be dressing like.
I get it. Marcus Williams, my guest. All right, one more thought. I can't ask you about, well, let me ask you about the best dressed guys. I mean, like, you play with Cameron Jordan. He's not afraid to break out some pretty strong looks. Who are some of the better dressed guys on the team? Guys who have more style?
Shoot. I mean, Alvin has some good style. He comes with different type of style every time. So when I see him, I'm like, okay. And then Marshawn Lattimore and Von Bell, They come with it every game. Von Bell is wears a suit, looks real nice, nice watches. So when I see him walk in, I'm like, okay, that's how I want to dress too.
All right, so give me a guy or two who needs some help.
Some help? Shoot, me. I'm the one who needs the help. I'm the one who needs to get gear right.
Well, that's why you're there. They'll take care of you. Marcus Williams joining us. All right, so I'm glad you're there. Let me shift over to football really quickly. The season did not end the way that you or the team would have liked, obviously. How'd you go about dealing with that sting of the season ending? How long does that stay with you?
Man, it stays with you. You know, you don't want to end the season on an L. You know, you want to get to the last game and get the end the last game on a W. So it kind of hurts, but, you know, we have to get through it. And it's going to hurt probably until the first game of the year when we get back going and get our win. But right now, you know, it hurts. It's gonna drive in the whole offseason, getting ready for the regular season coming up next year.
Marcus Williams is my guest. Now, I mentioned you were coming off a season where you led the team in INTs, and now you lead the team in picks. Since you arrived, on top of that, again, you were rated by PFF as one of their top 40 players in the entire league last season. How proud were you of the performance over the course of the year individually?
I mean, it was average for me. I feel like I could be able to do more. There's a lot of plays left out there on the field that you wish you could have back and wish you can go make those plays to make more plays. You know, I'm never satisfied with anything that I'd really do until it's the best that I could do, because I just want to be the best. And if I'm not to where I'm supposed to be in my part, then, you know, I just feel like I need to get better. So I'm going to do better on my part to make those plays coming in next year. But, I mean, for my year this year, I feel like it was just average.
You know, you feel like it was just average. The numbers might suggest otherwise, but I can respect where you're coming from. Either you're getting better or you're not. You're going the other way. But you really did have a strong, strong year. Do you feel like you get the respect you deserve around the league, or are people still sleeping on you, and does that motivate you?
Yeah, I feel like they kind of sleep on me, but it does motivate me because I always have that chip on my shoulder. And I just want to get better each and every game and show what I could do. Because you're only as good as your last game that you play. So, I feel like I did a lot of great things, but there's a lot of more great things to come.
We're talking to Marcus Williams of the Saints. Now, you're part of a starting secondary that's young, but really, really good already. How would you describe the chemistry of that group? And how were you guys able to get on the same page as quickly as you have?
We've grown a long way from the beginning. just coming in together and being able to go through, you know, the ups and the downs. It brings you together, and everybody's bought into the culture. So we go to practice knowing that we need to practice a certain way, and then we have to translate that to the field. So our guys are bought in, and, you know, we're just trying to get better, and we try to make each other better. And there's nobody on our team with ego. So if I'm doing wrong, they tell me. If they're doing wrong, I'm able to tell them, and nobody's getting mad because we know we're trying to get each other better.
You know, it seems to me like if you're a young player and you get to the NFL, it could be so overwhelming and all-encompassing, but you found time to do other things. For instance, when you and I talked back in November, we talked about your journey to Utah and what your time at Utah meant to you. And then I had Kyle Whittingham on the show not long after that, and he talked about how much you meant to Utah. What we haven't had a chance to talk about, though, is the fact that last year you graduated from Utah. What was that moment like for you?
It was amazing. Just being able to graduate and now be an alumni means a lot, just because I always want to finish what I start, and I never want to quit on anything. So I just continue to work and continue to work toward getting my degree. And it means a lot to my mom to see that I got my degree and finished what I started. And my dad always told me, if you commit to something, you got to be fully committed. You got to go as hard as you can until you finish. So I did that, and it was a great opportunity to walk on that stage and be with some of the other guys that I was with.
You know, I guess you kind of answered it, but that whole thing about why do you go to college? I mean, I know there's more to it than this. I feel strongly about this, but a lot of people would say you go to college to get a good job. You have an amazing job. You enter the draft early. You got drafted. You immediately start to fight for a starting spot on one of the best teams in football. You were killing it, and you had a lot on your plate. I know you just answered this in part, but why was it so important to keep studying and keep pursuing that degree, or to do it as quickly as you did? You could have put that off.
Just because when I'm older and I have kids and I'm talking to younger kids about finishing stuff and never quitting and never giving up and to go to school, I want them to know that I did and I never quit. Even when I already made it to the league, my job wasn't finished until I got my degree and I got the paper. And it just means a lot that I could tell them that I continue to work for it. No matter where I was at, my job wasn't done. And if I quit, then I wouldn't be able to tell them that. So I just want to be able to have that in my bag to tell them.
100% respect. You'll always have that, and you should be proud of that. And one of the topics surrounding the team has been, of course, the future of Drew Brees and whether or not he's going to retire. He said that he wanted to wait until football was completely done for the year before he made that decision, understandably. Like, Marcus, from an outside looking in, it seems like he's still playing the game at a really high level. In fact, almost as high or as high as ever before. What do you make of what you saw from him on the field last year?
It just seems like he's getting better. Well, from the last 3 years, he just continued to grow his game, and he never stops working. He never stops finding a new way to grow, and he just shows each and every one of us, no matter how far you are in the game, there's still something to learn, and there's still more that you can work on. So he's a total leader, somebody that you can look up to, somebody that you follow, and that's just Drew Brees.
There'll never be another Drew Brees, but in the event that he does retire, the team does have a number of options that they could look at if he does. But can you imagine what it would feel like if he announced he was retiring? Like, what would that feel like?
Man, I can't even tell you right now. But I'm sure the guys that come in will step up and they'll do a great job. And, you know, since they've been in there following after Drew, they'll just be just as great.
He was an all Pac-12 player at Utah. He was the 42nd pick overall in 2017, coming off a big year. Led the team in interceptions. As I mentioned, one of PFF's top 40 players this season, and he is kicking it at Fashion Week. Marcus Williams, my guest. Marcus, good to have you back. Great to get caught up. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
You got it. Marcus Williams at Fashion Week. All right, so we're looking ahead to hour number three.